Congress's last attempt to boost overseas voter participation was in 2009 with the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act. Among other changes, it required elections officials to mail out absentee ballots 45 days before an election to make sure they could make the round trip in the mail in time to be counted. The 2012 election was the first presidential contest since that act's enactment, and its backers say it hasn't improved things as much as they hoped. According to data from the Election Assistance Commission, only 69% of ballots sent to overseas voters made it back in time for Election Day. That compares to 84% for domestic absentee ballots, even though military voters are generally registered to vote at higher percentage rates than the general population. Texas Senator John Cornyn is the lead sponsor of a new package of overseas voting reforms called the Sentry Act.
The 2012 election made clear that there are too many barriers to military service members and their families voting and to having their votes actually counted, and that we need to do more. In the weeks before the last election, November 2012, I heard from many military service members from Texas, both overseas and stateside, because they were having trouble casting their ballots. They reached out for help because Election Day was rapidly approaching and they still hadn't gotten their absentee ballot. While it may never be as easy to vote for service members who are away from home, we owe them our best efforts to remove as many obstacles as possible.
Among the changes in the new bill, states that don't send absentee ballots to overseas voters before that 45-day window would have to send them by express mail, and they'd have to submit a report to the Justice Department before every election reflecting how well they've complied with the law, so DOJ could decide whether it needs to pursue enforcement action. Also, the Defense Department would have to create an online system that lets military members update their voter registration online, get their voter registration status electronically, and sign official election documents electronically using their common access cards.
The area perhaps most demanding of our attention is military voter assistance. The significant drop in absentee ballot requests in 2012 points to the need for the Department of Defense to enhance its military voter assistance to put them more on par with motor voter style assistance programs that benefit civilians stateside. Blank absentee ballots have a significantly better chance of reaching registered military voters at the correct mailing address if those service members are able to keep their voter registration current, which can be challenging because of the transient nature of military service. In the MOVE Act, we attempted to address this issue by creating a voter assistance office on every military installation, but the DOD was resistant, honestly, to that, and I had conversations with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, among others, about that.
DOD, through its Federal Voting Assistance Program, says it agrees with almost all the provisions of the bill. And Matt Bomer, FVAP's director, says his organization is already taking some of the steps the senators are trying to mandate, plus some they are not. For example, DOD believes one of the primary reasons absentee ballots don't make it to voters on time is because of the current mail forwarding scheme in the military postal system. Today, a piece of mail usually is not forwarded to a new address until it reaches the old overseas address, adding days or weeks to the delivery time. So, the Postal Service, the State Department, and DOD have agreed to use Pentagon funding to buy new mail processing equipment that will make sure address changes are handled before election mail leaves the U.S.
Realizing that the time required to redirect mail once overseas may serve as a hindrance to casting an absentee ballot, the Military Postal Service Agency is serving as the lead agency in an effort with the Department of State and the United States Postal Service to lead an effort to modernize military mail delivery. The system will redirect election materials to military and diplomatic addresses, similar to how the civilian change of address system works, and should be available in October of 2014. A change of address will happen right there at the local post office, instead of having to wait all the way to an overseas location for that to change.
Bomer says DOD is also working on a project to help make sure military voters do their part to notify local elections officials that their address has changed. Under that initiative, internal HR systems like the military's MilConnect portal will push service members to update their voter registration when they're conducting other tasks.
And we're actually working on taking some of the department's internal systems where military members naturally go to update their address information for healthcare benefits, for example, and then prompting them at that time to say, you just changed an address. It's important for you to remember that you need to notify your local election official. And they can then go to FVAP.gov and actually fill out a new FPCA to change their address right there online.
Ultimately, state and federal election experts agree that the biggest barrier to overseas voting is the inherent slowness of the international postal system, and the best answer is to take as many phases of the balloting process electronic as possible. Congress told the Pentagon a decade ago to begin creating a fully online voting system, but DOD has resisted that idea since the administration of elections is fundamentally a state responsibility, and no two states do things exactly the same way. The Century Act would also abolish that requirement. Still, more than a dozen states have moved forward on their own to let overseas voters download their ballots electronically. Wisconsin is one. That state's chief elections official, Kevin Kennedy, says it's helped enormously. There, only four military ballots missed the 45-day deadline in 2012, but because they were delivered to the voters online, even those made it back in time to be counted.
An electronic delivery system that we put in place in 2012 that has cut the ballot transit and time allowed us, even when some of those clerks fail, to ensure that ballots are delivered and returned in time for counting before the election. When you are herding a group of cats, such as we often do, we find some human failings, but we've found with our electronic ballot delivery system, even with a handful of ballots that might have missed that what was then the 45-day deadline, we were still able to get the ballots back in time.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.